Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm a sucker for you.
It is 8:05. That means it's time for Foodstuffs. I'm Tim Convey. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke with three locations and a fourth coming soon. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney Co. Y98. Follow us on there. Lots of good stuff happening on there. Teased it earlier. I'll just tell you right now. The first new Christmas food product of the year is out, and boy, this sounds gross. A distillery in Scotland is selling ornaments filled with different flavors of gin.
Oh, that's smart.
Sounds fine, right?
Yeah, right.
But one of them is a bright green gin that tastes like Brussels sprouts.
What's wrong with Brussels sprouts?
Gin?
Gin and Lance, you tell her.
Gin. It's gin.
Hi, gin. That's how I introduce myself when I've had a little bit too much to drink. I don't drink gin and tonic anymore, by the way, because that sneaks up on you.
Really? And then you curse.
You know, as soon as I start dropping some bombs, it's time to cut me off.
They say the vegetables, quote, deliver a pleasantly sweet, slightly nutty gin. I don't know. Sounds gross to me.
I would give it a try.
Speaking of drinks, I did a survey. Which fall drink is better, pumpkin spice latte or hot apple cider?
Ooh, when it's really cool and crisp out, I love a hot apple cider.
Yeah, I think it depends on your mood, but I would go with the apple cider.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Although it has so much sugar in it, I usually don't drink it.
Is that right?
So I would say neither.
I don't like the PSLs, so I definitely go hot apple cider, but it turns out the winner is I don't like either of them. 37% said they're not into them. 7% went with I don't know. But when it came down to the two of them, hot apple cider, 31%, whereas 25% opted for the PSL.
Here's the deal, Starbucks. You could charge just about as much money, and it would be way easier to just warm up some apple cider.
That's true, because they don't sell that?
Well, to do apple cider, to make it yourself, you usually have to buy a big container. But I'm stuck with a huge container in my fridge because I'm not going to drink it every day. But I would go through a drive-thru for a hot apple cider for sure.
Yeah, I would too. That sounds pretty good. I might get a hot apple cider today. I'll wait.
Food stuff.
It's a little cooler. All right. Talked about this in the Schmick because somebody just got a little too excited about it in the Schmick Schmackdown.
Oh, Kevin.
Ranch dressing, they say, in Ad Age magazine. Ranch dressing is now past ketchup in popularity. Think about that.
That's crazy.
Well, crazy. We've talked before about how, like, the younger you are, the more you put ranch
on everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Like, things you wouldn't expect to put ranch on. Because at school, they pass it around. They walk around the lunchroom tables with a giant bottle of ranch and a giant thing of ketchup. Oh, for real.
What? What, they walk around?
Yeah, and it started with my kids in preschool. They would have ranch on the table for every lunch.
Wow.
And they would ask kids if they wanted ranch. And I think kids just get used to dipping everything in ranch, just like how your ketchup touches different things.
Somebody walks around the lunchroom. They're just the ranch person.
They hold up the bottles. They're like, anyone need ranch? Anyone need ketchup? They might have like a self-serve station now, but for a while they would go and like put them on kids' lunch trays.
This seems weird.
That's how ranch, you know, it's big ranch money.
Do the taxpayers know about this?
I don't know. It's the fleecing of America.
Ranch person?
Is the name of the school Hidden Valley Elementary? Is that what's going on?
That's right. Yep, that's it.
It's
but,
funny.
Go ahead. I will tell you, I have one kid that loves condiments and one kid that does not. And the kid that loves condiments loves ranch just as much, if not more than ketchup. But she'll dip anything in ketchup, too.
I can't wrap my head around that. I'm a ketchup guy. Hidden Valley Ranch, it's funny you bring that up, because they say that 70% of ranch is now used as dipping sauce or topping, not even as a salad dressing.
Really?
That's interesting. Boy, they really hit the jackpot with that.
But with the start of football season, do not put ranch on your chicken wings. It's blue cheese dressing, people.
Interesting.
Do it the right way.
Food stuffs.
The old HVR people also say that more than half of restaurants serve ranch, and 3/4 of homes in the U.S. have a bottle of ranch. Do yours?
I have one in the fridge and one in the pantry.
Lance?
Ready to go.
Every now and then. It's not always universally there.
I don't. Never, ever.
I have to be fully stocked with ranch.
I've got so much ketchup, though. It's crazy. This is wild. Last year, ketchup brands combined did $833 million in sales. We don't know the exact specifics on ranch, but people say probably about $1 billion. And it's been growing for years, while ketchup always stays around that same number. By the way, though, this isn't the battle for the most popular condiment. The article says that both ranch and ketchup are outsold by...
Country Crock.
Condiments. No, just in Illinois.
I don't know.
Condiments selling better than ranch and ketchup.
Mayonnaise?
Yes.
Oh. Really?
And?
No. See, I have the same bottle of mayonnaise. I usually have to throw my mayonnaise bottle out because I don't use it.
Man, that's it. Yeah,
how
that surprises me.
How do people go through that much mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise and what else?
Mustard?
Butter?
No. I don't know if you think about it as a condiment. Salsa.
Oh, yeah.
Salsa and mayo are outselling ranch and ketchup.
I'm not a mayo guy. The only way I like mayo is if you put like half sriracha in it. Sriracha mayo is great.
Okay. All right. Boy, we've learned a lot here on Foodstuffs, and that's what it's all about. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney and Co. Y98.
Your forecast? Well, it's a little warm today. Not really hot apple cider or PSL weather, although some may still indulge. Mm-hmm. But a high of 88, 82 for tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.